All right, everybody, Terrence Pop here with another episode of
Live from the Lair.
And today I'm doing this episode on dick thinking and how to stop dick thinking. I've received, over the past 5 years, probably 2 or 3 dozen requests to put together a block of instruction to help men out there who are stuck in the dick thinking loop. Thus, they reset their own ass kicking every so often because they're stuck in that blue pill way of thinking with the happy ending, the wife, the house, the picket fence, the two kids, one dog, and half a cat. That needs to stop in today's day and age because I'm getting tired of burying motherfuckers who just can't get out of that pain loop. They get tired of the whole thing and they punch out. It's heartbreaking. It really is. Number one, if there is a glut of very good-looking women that you possibly could be interested in, think long and hard before you take that job. Women who score high on the sexual market value scale are horrific when it comes to entitlement. Now, in their 20s, they're gonna flat out reject you, which is what you want, especially in the office. They're still in their prime. They don't want to date a lowly coworker. They want to go for the CEO. Sure, maybe once in a while you can break off a piece, but then you have to worry about the repercussions. Is it really worth it? Now, if this is like a restaurant job or a low-level kind of gig, who cares? Bang away, but make sure they sign the coitus consent form, and you can find that on redonkulous.com. Winning. No one is making a career at Ellen's Ham Cafe, even though that sounds pretty funny. But you're in an office. Them and you are there for a career. So I'm going to say this one universal truth that you all should know already, and you've probably heard it. Do not fish off the company dock, even if and especially because it rhymes with cock. And that entitlement that those 20-somethings have is gonna work in your favor. After 30, that sense of entitlement gives away and it turns into resentment and bitterness. If these ladies have not landed that high-quality man. At that point, they double down on their career and become jealous of anyone who threatens their position. And if you're a dude who is at mid to high level in value, she's gonna put a target on your back. I have seen this 100 times working in the military and in real estate and finance in my life. So if you think you're going to have some kind of innocent, light conversation in the break room around the water cooler, you're out of your goddamn mind.
Redonkulous.com Productions presents The Working Man's Survival Guide in the Woke Era. 97 hilarious minutes of job security and risk management designed to help men keep their jobs and their heads in the insane world of office politics. Available on July 4th for $100. Paid supporters on GiveSendBro, Locals, and Subscribestar will save $20. Mark your calendars and go to work.
Now, if you've been watching the show for a while, you know, I usually put the dick thinking ending in a man's life right around 34, okay? And I'm going to talk about some of the things that actually cause a man to realize that he has been making all kinds of errors up until that point. Ideally, I would like to get into the minds of the younger men, like 15 to 18, and try to turn off the dick thinking then. Because let's face it, most of the people out there who are paying child support and going through all of this crazy stuff, they made those mistakes between the ages of like 17 and 26, 27, because they were dick thinking. They didn't think it through. The little head took control. That's not a very big organ to be making lifelong decisions and has a hole on the top. That's where all the bad decisions come out. And if you ever wondered where the saying, I need that like a hole in the head, there you go.
All right, so I put right around 34 plus or minus 3 years. Now, there are individuals who never get out of the dick thinking, and they'll get married multiple times and divorced, and they're oblivious to the fact that they're stuck in a pain loop. They're resetting their own ass kicking, and it's costing them half of their assets and value every time it happens to them. I call it the rule of halves, because that's what happens when you go in divorce court, half your shit's gone. That is financially very painful for a lot of dudes. Most of the time, it wakes them up. So what happens at 30, 4 years plus or minus three? You know, the money costs, the divorce, they feel a lot of pain. Because look, loss of resources and money is painful. And, having your heart ripped out through your asshole and your children's excommunicated from you is incredibly painful, because it's happened to me. And pain, well, let's just say that's the ultimate forge. And if you experience enough pain, it will change you to the good or bad. It's up to you what it does. How do you wake the young up to the dick thinking? You're going to have to either artificially introduce some pain to them so they understand exactly what's going on. Now, I've talked to younger men, in the military for a long time. They show up at 18. Literally, when you speak to them, you can see it in their faces. It is going in one ear and out the other. And they don't really start to pay attention until they get the first couple ass kickings. And then they start to wisen up. All right, now, this is really common in the ghettos out there, and it doesn't matter what race you are. Granted, most of them don't have male role models, but what they do experience is a lot of pain, meaning they grew up poor. Listen, I grew up poor and it sucked. There's a lot of pain there. They have lack of role models, lack of resources, and they experience a lot of hardships firsthand. And when they do that, you come to realize the value of what you have. So when they take it away, it hurts more. So you try to avoid that. All right. Now, I'm not going to say this is a universal rule across all ghettos, but from my experience, it is a majority of the young men out there, once they get around 14, 15 years old, understand the game, understand money, understand resources and how expensive they are, and they're not to be squandered. All right, now, I could be wrong there. This is just my opinion, but hey, what does an old grunt know anyway? The youngers need to be introduced to the pain. There's a lot of young men out there living in their parents' basement who get an allowance, or they have to work just menial jobs for minimum amount of money, and they really don't have to put in much more effort because the room and board is covered, and all they really do is pick up odds and ends here and there. A new Xbox, a new computer, video card, what have you. All right. So they have a warped sense of how the real world works, and thus they get caught dick thinking. There's a reason a large majority of Antifa out there are middle-class white kids who don't know any better. There's a reason why there's a lot of these camouflage male feminists hanging out in that camp as well. It is what it is. They literally don't understand, truly understand the costs of what's involved here. Because once they experience the pain and realize the costs, there's a really good chance they'll stop dick thinking. They need to hear of the experiences from other men. Especially, now listen, I'm 54. Most of the stuff I talk about, I'm going to be honest, the guys, 25 years old and below, it's not really going to hit them properly because I'm not in their age bracket. They need to hear the truth from people in their age bracket exactly what's happening to them, i.e. 22 years old, You get hammered with child support. You can no longer go to college. You know, it's stories like that that go a long way to waking up the mindset of the youth out there so they can stop dick thinking. All right, now, here's an example. These numbers are just estimates. All right, I really didn't look up a lot of the studies on here, and some of these costs might be off because of inflation and, you know, reasons. All right, when you were young and you went out on a date, you know, say you're 16, you got your driver's license, you're taking the family car. The rule is you return the car with the gas tank topped off. So you're like $20 in the hole for gas there and back, you know, just to, you know, top off the tank. Movie tickets, listen, they're expensive now. I put $20 in there for two. That doesn't even include, you know, popcorn, food, or drinks in the actual theater. And then you have restaurant, which is $50 to $100 for food. So maximum, you're a young kid, you're in $140, and your reward on said date is 15 to 30 seconds of "oh, baby." All right, when you're that young, that seems like a pretty good deal. Truly, it does. But as you get older, the costs go up. And you will notice this from the age of 18 to roughly 30. You're literally going through life in a dick fog. You're literally, what goes through your mind is, I'm getting paid on Friday. I'm going to go hunt some choach on the weekend. It's going to be great. Is that wrong? I would say in today's day and age, yes. When I was younger, did I think like that? Yes, I did, because I didn't know any better. Yeah, granted, I grew up poor. I was raised in a single mother house. I had no male role models. I literally walked out of high school with a completely wrong idea of what women want, need, how to keep them around, all of that. It was all just a feminist lie. And I literally got my ass kicked virtually the entire time I was out there in Blue Pill Land, up to and including my divorce. All right, 'cause after my divorce was final and I lost my kids and I was homeless, I was still blue pill thinking. I would say it wasn't as dark blue, but it took that one more kick in the gonads, which I got from the horse chick, to wake me up and set me straight. After that, I was pretty much done dick thinking. My divorce started roughly around 36, and it was done by the time I was 38. So that falls right in line to 34 plus or minus 3 years. I was 37 when the dick thinking was finally on its way out the door. All right. Listen, this is based off my experiences. You can take it with a grain of salt. It is what it is. Now let's roll the clock forward. You're now 30 years old. You're in your career. It's starting to pick up steam. You're starting to make money. You know, you get your own house. You got $1,100 a month mortgage for a two-bedroom, one-bath in you know, lower middle-class suburbia. Happens all the time. You got a car, a $500 car payment for like a Ford Focus. Then you got your food for the month, $400. This could wildly fluctuate between dudes because some like to cook for themselves. And some guys like to eat out all the time. And if you do that, it gets a lot more expensive. And you got your basic utilities, gas, electricity, water, what have you, right around $300. All right. Your entertainment for the month, roughly $200. And that covers, you know, video games, your internet, you know, going out to movies, concerts, bars, what have you. And depending upon how active you are, this number can go up quite a bit. So your $2,200 in the hole at every month. So if you make, you know, $4,500 a month after taxes, you probably got between $1,200 and $1,500, you know, to put in savings or do whatever you want with it. All right. And you think that's going to last forever. And if you stay single and stop dick thinking, that can happen. But no. You got to bring a woman into the picture, right? So she shows up. You go out with her because she's different. She's good people. And she loves me. And you invite her to live with you, which is a big mistake. All right. Now, it's a two-bedroom, one-bath house that you're only paying $1,100 for. You got to upgrade now because there's two of you. So guess what? That number can go up by 50%, sometimes even double. Because this woman wants that to happen. Because you need more room. And if you want to have a family, you've got to have extra room. Listen, I've heard it all. So you need the bigger house. Bigger houses, well, bigger means bigger problems, bigger bills, bigger frustrations. All right, there's a cost to all of that. I didn't break it down. But anyone out there who has ever been married and lived in a bigger house knows exactly what I'm talking about. You know, every now and again, you have to fix the roof, fix the siding, paint something, tear something out, have a plumber come in, electrician, work on the gas, what have you. All right. And you'll have to get a second car. I know lots of guys who are still married in the blue-pilled world who buy a new car, will give it to their wife, and then take her old car and drive that one because they understand just how expensive it is to have two new cars. And they will have to do that pretty much every 3 to 5 years. Because the women of today, if they're not keeping up with the Joneses and Jamal, guess what's going to happen? They're going to give you the magic words, I'm not happy, and walk off with half your shit after the financial exorcist, who we call judges, takes you for all the money. Then you got to double your entertainment costs because there's two of you now. And in my experience and the experience of talking with thousands of guys over the past decade and a half, the type of entertainment goes up astronomically, i.e. vacations. All right, you got flight costs and hotel costs, rental car costs, you know, boat charters, concert tickets, you know, buying wine at Vinland's and stuff like that. You know, wineries, that's incredibly expensive. All right. And finally, you deal with the heartache and the pain of having somebody under your roof living with you. And that could be very expensive. She could call the cops, you get arrested, you got to pay 20 to 30 G's in, you know, legal bills and expenses to get out from underneath that horse shit. Right. And finally, you have insurance. So you have to get, you know, a second car. You got to insure them both. So your insurance premiums, for the most part, will double. And you have to do all of this with a woman who will look you in the face and say, your money is our money and my money is my money. That causes a lot of frustration and pain in a man's eyes. And he starts waking up right around 30-ish, 32. And after he's been beat down a lot and he's seeing his savings not really moving anywhere and his, you know, debts going up, he will wake up at some point and he'll get to the point where he thinks, you know what? It's the 15 to 30 seconds of oh baby once a week or twice a month, because that's pretty much the average of how it goes after you've been, you know, with a woman 3 years or more. Is it worth the costs? So they start asking the questions like, those are some nice titties, but what about this deductible? You banged up the bumper. That has to happen. So we have to figure out a way to move this frustration and pain here for adults who are 30 plus and push it on the youth so they understand exactly what's going on. For instance, you have a 16-year-old son. Say he's working at some, you know, burger flipping joint making $15, you know, dollars an hour. Well, you're his parents. You take that money, you put it in a bank account. And every time he starts doing stupid shit especially when it involves the opposite sex, you penalize him. No more allowance. No more of that shit. He's got to feel the financial pain. So in his mind, he will make that deduction. Hey, is the 15 to 30 seconds of, oh, baby, worth all of this bullshit? For instance, the girl comes over to the house. Well, food ain't free. $50. Is he going to be pissed at you because you're his parents doing that to him? Of course he will. But as a parent, you got to be short-term mean to be long-term nice. And I can guarantee you, when they get around 28 to 38, they will thank you for what you did for them. You make them feel the pain. All right, here's another case in point. And my buddy's father did this. He's passed away. In fact, my friend passed away and his father are gone now. That's just the way it goes. When you get north of 50, people drop off the immortal plane. But I was going with him to Cedar Point. And his father was really cool about it. I just paid for the ticket to get into the park. Everything else was covered. And we used to go usually once or twice a summer. It was a good time. I really got along with his family. The last time we went, I went with him, but yet he wanted to bring a girlfriend. Well, his father handled it like a champ. He's like, yeah, sure, no problem. And he deduct from my buddy's account the price of the ticket to get her in, the price of her food to pay for her, a portion of the gas, and another bullshit for the trip. And he was royally pissed, going on about how his father did this and is stealing his money, la 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 la. In reality, his father was teaching him a valuable lesson. Women are expensive in resources, money, time, and emotions. Well, let's say it curved his way of thinking. All right, and this was back in the 80s. His father was a Korean War veteran. Good guy. But anyway, that's what it's going to take to stop the young people out there from dick thinking. You're going to have to artificially turn up the frustration and pain on them and get them to the point where they are like, okay, 15 to 30 seconds of, oh, baby, it's just not worth this. And you will see their behavior and their thought processes change for the better.